Recently, the Washington Redskins announced the football team would change its name and logo. Commentator Nick DeLuca says the Redskins story is a national one that has local implications.
I still remember Friday night football games when we, the Masquinahmit Regional High School Chieftains, ran onto the field as the band and spectators cheered along to the tomahawk chop. 37 Massachusetts high schools used Native American imagery for their team names and mascots. State Senator Barbara LaTallienne sponsored a bill in 2017 prohibiting such usage. Masquinahmit Superintendent Kevin Lyons opposed it, saying for most of us here, it doesn't have the same connotation as Redskins or some of the other names. It has to do with the sachem that organized, in a very peaceful way, the Native Americans in this area. The bill died in committee, but local tribes and activists still support the ban. My alma mater should too, because the history of its namesake is not, in fact, a peaceful one. When it first came into being in 1959, my regional school district sought a common identity behind which the towns of Topsfield, Boxford, and Middleton could rally. It found this in Sagamore Masquinahmit, chief of Agawam, what's today known as Essex County. The folklore around Masquinahmit is based on works by local historians partial to English values. In 1630, Masquinahmit greeted John Winthrop at Salem, and later sold his land to Winthrop's son at bargain prices. But really, the story is more desperate than friendly. European colonists brought new disease to North America. By the time of Masquinahmit's meeting with Winthrop at Salem, smallpox had decimated the local native population. Masquinahmit's own tribe, weakened to fewer than 100, was subject to deadly raids by rival tribes. Winthrop soon recognized the agricultural fertility of Agawam, as did a new French colony in Nova Scotia. To keep it from falling into French hands, and to secure more acreage for farmers pushed out of Boston by overcrowding, Winthrop sent his son to negotiate for Masquinahmit's land. Masquinahmit's people were squeezed, exploited, and debilitated by attrition. Unable to defend his territory or people, Masquinahmit had no choice but to sell. My alma mater uses the name Masquinahmit to perpetuate a false narrative. Now is the opportune moment for it to reduce, by at least one, the list of Massachusetts high schools that misuse Native American imagery. Now that's something we could rally behind.
Nick DeLuca is working toward his master's degree in public history at UMass Amherst. A version of this commentary appeared in the Salem News.